So no J.J. Watt, right? I think he accounted for 3 of the 8 sacks that you guys
turned down for
last
what?
Year. Yeah. So here's the question: How do you approach their pass rush? Do you just try to slow it down a little bit or avoid it?
You do every single thing you can to obstruct it. I mean, you have to be creative. I think that, you know, looking back at last year, looking back at kind of the last games, even when I had the opportunity to go against them when I was at the Bills, you know, they're devastating. I mean, they are very, very good up front, especially on third down when they know it's a passing situation. That's what they thrive on. So I think that you just have to find creative ways to take that excitement out of their sails, the wind out of their sails.
Does it mean you have to win on first down then? I mean,
you always have to win on first down. I mean, every single play, you always want to have it be positive. You know, we tell the guys 4 yards every play. If you get 4 yards every single play and just keep your mindset there, the big plays will come, and we'll keep moving the chains every time you do that. And I think if you don't want to look too much at the beginning to the end, you just got to take each situation as it happens because you never know what's going to happen on each down.
You're able to run it really well with 11 personnel on the field against Kansas City. What was the key into having that success?
Well, the 11 run games always is unique because you always have the potential to get a closed coverage and another guy put in the box. And it's kind of, are you going to throw? Are you going to do a read option? Are you going to just hand it off and give that guy to the back? I think it's about letting the guys know where your deficiency is in the 11 run game. Whether you're going to put it on the back, whether you're going to put it on the quarterback from a run read option or run pass option. So I think that as long as you kind of cover your bases and keep the angles the same for the line that gives them an advantage, you're always going to be able to move the ball in the 11 run game. But that was kind of the key that we wanted to do last week. We wanted to really attack different ways in the 11 package, not just one run, one specific thing, and then get to a full-on pass. We wanted to kind of make it all encompassing so we could just call and run it. I mean, I think that was the big thing last week was 11 in our 12 personnel and all that kind of stuff. We just wanted to have some situations that we just call a run and let those guys go to work and let them understand what they're going to be facing and let them go battle the guy in front of them.
With that success in the 11 look, how much do you think that opens up the passing game for the future week?
Anytime you get the run game going, it helps. I mean, it's always one of those things. For me, it's obviously it's always about the quarterback. It's about the quarterback getting a comfort level to help the pass game. And if he's comfortable, then you always got a chance to get some big hits, some good completions. And I think when you get the run game, that's always that time that the quarterback can kind of go, and he could relax and know, hey, I'm going to give the ball to Chris Ivory and he's going to go. I'm going to give the ball to TJ Yeldon and he's going to do something special. So I think anytime the run game's going, it takes a little bit of the pressure off the quarterback, especially when you're a third-year quarterback, still trying to find out, you know, all the different things you can do. You want to have some kind of a security blanket, and I think that when that run game goes, it's always going to help the offense.
Nice game from Marquise Lee. Mm. What have you learned about him in just the last couple weeks?
I'll tell you, all those wide receivers, I mean, they're fun to work with. I mean, they are so into it. I mean, Marquise has that X button that allows him to take off down the field. He's got a lot of juice, a lot of speed, does a lot of different things compared to the other guys. You've got A-Rob, the big guy. You got Hernsey, the nifty guy. You even got Rashad Green, B-Walt, A-B. They all bring something different to the table, and they love the game. I mean, I think that's kind of the fun thing to watch with them, especially, I mean, just watching Marquise come on, and when he gets the ball in his hands, I mean, it's like, you don't know. He runs angry, and he runs fast, which is awesome.
Do you see his confidence level growing?
I mean, for me, I'm a positive I'm kind of always fired up, so it's like I kind of see everybody getting that confidence. I mean, I think that whenever you're touching the ball, whenever you feel like you know what you're doing, I mean, I think that's always the key is if you can go out there with a plan and be on the field and they have confidence in me and trust in me, because that's kind of the whole thing right now is them getting a feel for me getting a feel for them. If we all know what we're trying to accomplish so you can go out there and just play, that's when those things start happening good. And I think that's a big part for Marquise, for Blake, for A-Rob, for TJ, for the whole group, to just kind of know what they're doing and just be able to execute.
If Hurts gets cleared later this week, what's the challenge he faces missing some practice when you're installing more of your wrinkles?
I mean, anytime you don't practice, it's always a challenge. It's one of those things I treat practice as an audition. You know, I feel like the coaches and myself, we always kind of come up with a great plan. I always feel like we have. And whenever you get out there on the field, you want to see that in action. You want to see what that picture is going to look like. And you kind of challenge the guys, hey, when you guys go out there and you make it look good, that's going to make us want to call it. So I think it's always an audition of, hey, if you love this play, let's make it work. So I think anytime you don't have that practice aspect, you kind of have to go on feel and hope and maybe. But I think, you know, Hurts is a guy that's played a lot of football, even up to this point in his young career. So I'm not too worried about it, but would love to have him out there.
When you see Ivory run over a guy at the 25-yard line as a coordinator, what? How good is that to see?
I get a little emotional. I get really excited. I mean, that's what this game's about. I mean, it's a fun and exciting game that's got a lot of impacts on it. I mean, it's a forceful, you know, it's about another guy beating the next guy in front of him. And when that happens, I mean, I went against Chris Ivory a long time ago or a couple years ago, and I'd be on the sideline watching him run over guys, and I mean, I'd be like, oh man, I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, you want to try to get him in that position as much as possible, because it's just electrifying. I mean, that's what he does. That's something that he does special on it, and TJ does it too, and TJ feels that and sees that he can do it, so that brings more to his game. I mean, any of those guys, whenever they get the big play, I mean, it's exciting. I mean, that's why I do this. That's why they do it. I mean, that's what we're here for, to get things like that going.
Preventing a little bit of frustration too. I mean, he had 1,000-yard year last year, comes here, and obviously it wasn't real great the first half.
Truthfully, up to the point, I mean, I was really trying to concentrate on kind of what was going on in the past. Once I took over this role, I mean, it's been full steam ahead. I mean, I haven't really focused on that. I've been focusing more on getting him the ball and getting the other guys the ball. And, I mean, that's my goal.
Has he said anything to you? Like, oh, man, it was so frustrating the first half, nothing?
No, not at all. I mean, the great thing about Chris, the great thing about our whole team is they're guys that they just want to work. They want to work. They love the game. And I love that about them. I mean, even just when I was here last week walking in there, I mean, they just were like, hey, let's go. I mean, that's the type of group they are. I mean, I haven't had the situation that they've looked back at all. They just want to go forward.
How do you think Blake played against Kansas City after the early turnover?
Good. I mean, I think for me, I'm always going to hold the quarterback to a very high standard. I've been lucky to be around some very good players during my entire life. So you always have a vision of what you want. But at the same time, there's a lot of things that, you know, I want to kind of train him in and get him comfortable in. And anytime you turn the ball over, you're always going to be frustrated in that situation, because no matter how good you might think you have a plan, it's about executing and not turning the ball over. So he just needs to continue to improve and understand the things that I see and make sure we're all on the same page together.
449 yards last week, but you get better this week. How?
We left a lot out there. It was one of those things, obviously frustrating to lose, and I know a lot of people talked about the offense putting up those yards. But for me, I mean, I look at every play should be able to score. I mean, that's just my mentality. I mean, that's why we design it as coaches. That's how we present it to those guys. You know, we want them to do their job, and we want to present it to them that they're excited for every single play. So to me, they should all go the distance. Now, obviously, we know that doesn't happen, but there's a lot of great opportunities just from, you know, just even the simple opportunities that we did miss that were glaring to everybody. But at the same time, there were a lot more that weren't as glaring from the outsider's view that we could have had many more yards. So we just have to focus on those things and understand why it didn't happen.
Gus said on Monday that for the offense last week, it was almost a race to get to the game after the change.
Whew.
Not that you had to relax this week, but have you been able to take a breath and say, okay, these are the things I want to implement?
It always kind of changes every week. I think you always want to add some wrinkles. You always want to do different things, but you always want to do what the players do well at the same time. So it kind of goes back and forth. I mean, right now, it's still only been about like eight or ten. I don't even know. I don't even know what day it is right now. It's just working every day. It's getting on a schedule. It's understanding my role along with everybody else's role, and just finding ways to win. I mean, that's the only way that I can look at it right now. Whether it's a race or not, I mean, the NFL season's a marathon. I mean, we got 8 games left, and I'm excited to see what's going to happen with this offense.